Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Well, the reaction by the White House regarding the attack that took place, the Iranian attack over the weekend, absolutely fascinating to get a sense of what is really going on. I found the whole thing very perplexing, I must be honest. I know people disagree with me. To me, it felt a little, maybe not the extent, but it did feel choreographed in a way, because the Houthis and Hezbollah didn't, they attacked, but not to the extent that they could have. It seemed as though, I got the feeling that maybe the US and Iran had worked together to form some form of broad agreement. But let's speak to the experts. David Smith is the Washington correspondent of The Guardian. David, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Fine. Hi, how are you?
I am well, thank you. So to me, it the build-up to it, the fact that we knew it was going to happen, the fact that the Houthis and Hezbollah didn't. I mean, when we were watching this through the night, my biggest concern was as the drones arrived, it would be timed with these ballistic missiles, as well as a rain of horror from the other groups. It didn't happen. Give us your thoughts on this.
Yeah, certainly there's plenty of speculation in Washington that there's some kind of diplomatic game of three-dimensional chess going on. Because in these situations, of course, every government wants to be able to declare victory to its own people, you know, for domestic consumption. And right now, you can see both Iran and Israel, and perhaps also the US, doing that. You know, Israel can say, we attacked this Iranian consulate in Syria. We took out a couple of Iranian generals. And then when we came under attack, we shot down pretty much everything Iran could throw at us, with US help, of course, 300 missiles and drones, and very few of them got through, only one casualty. And then Iran can say, look, we did respond with tremendous force, those 300 missiles and rockets. You know, we have attacked Israel for the first time in our history. We sure we're not going to be pushed around. And meanwhile, in the last couple of days from Washington, you've heard the US also gloating about, you know, how fantastic the defense systems were. So you can sort of see that scenario. Now, I would add that when the White House, at least, has been pressed on this, did Iran warn you in advance? Was this somehow intended to fail on Iran's part? The White House is vehemently denying that, saying, you know, when you put that quantity of weapons in the air,
which does make sense. It wasn't as though it was 20 or 30. 300 is an enormous, enormous number.
And the White House makes the point, when you watch it on TV or elsewhere, it can look like a video game. It can look fairly simple to knock these things out of the sky. It's actually far from simple. It took tremendous planning, incredible expertise and skill from pilots, tremendous technology to prevent that attack getting through. So certainly the Joe Biden, the White House argument here is that Iran gave no warning. It definitely did intend to cause damage. However, you know, US and Israeli intelligence sources were able to, you know, get a good estimate that it was probably coming on Saturday night and able to take defensive action. And we're really into the dark corners of diplomacy here in terms of who makes what gesture, what are the consequences. And of course, you know, the really big question now is what comes next? Does Israel respond again? And if so, can now the ball is in their court, can they respond in such a way that that does not provoke
that's wide absolutely, because
war?
because Israel, in fact, has been this is not a brand new war. I mean, this has been going on for years and years. It's just been done through proxies and through all these strange and mysterious events happening in Iran. So this has been the style of the war. And I guess the question is, do they go back to that, or is this a turning point? A lot of speculation over the weekend I saw was, well, this is the first time that there's been a direct attack from Iranian soil, no pretense or no plausible, or not that there was plausible deniability, but any deniability at all. So the question is, can this be pulled back, or does this continue?
That's right. And I think there we see another test of Joe Biden's influence and American leverage these days. Israel goes in all guns blazing and triggers a regional war, then that will tell us that American influence is waning, because they're certainly counseling against that. Although, officially on the record, they don't admit to doing so. But reported, Biden has said to Netanyahu, take the win. If, however, Israel does show restraint and does nothing now, or maybe just a token gesture, then that suggests the U.S. does still have some pull there. And, of course, all of this is in the context of 6 months of the U.S. Failing, really, to have much sway over Netanyahu on the situation in Gaza, where, as months have gone by, as the humanitarian catastrophe has worsened there, now famine looms. Joe Biden's big gamble of embracing Netanyahu early, trying to get influence over him, seems to have backfired, and Netanyahu's not really listening. So we'll see now this time if he
it's
does.
It's so interesting. You're right, because even through this, I would have thought that Netanyahu would have almost regained some of his, what he had lost because of the failure of October the 7th, because this is a tremendous success. But he hasn't done that. The other interesting thing, and I just want to refer to your words, and I don't mean it in a negative way at all from you, but it's just fascinating to see how smart Iran is on this. You use the words, if Israel responds and triggers a regional war. Obviously, it's so fascinating, because the way in which Iran have played this is, we've retaliated for the consulate attack, and it's over now. And it's almost, they've almost created this perception that if Israel has to do something now, it's them who are triggering the war. And I don't mean it as a negative in you at all. I also find myself thinking the same thing, but that's how smart the Iranians in some ways have handled this. Your thoughts?
And we ultimately descend into, the politics of the schoolyard, don't we, in terms of you started it.
Yes,
you started it.
Exactly.
And you end up sort of going back 30 or 40 years. And,
yeah, when did it stop? Right.
I think what's obviously also in play here is Netanyahu's political future. He might make the calculation that being a wartime prime minister is good for him politically. Israel would not want to change government while that is going on. And remember, he was under huge pressure already for internal issues, and then over Gaza as well. So that's also a tricky element of this situation. Who knows where we go from here. Perhaps it reverts to some kind of proxy war, and
in truth, that would be my feeling. I don't know what yours, what's your gut, and obviously we can't know, but your gut on this, having watched this the season and seasons before, what's your gut on this?
Yeah, my gut feeling is it will not escalate wildly out of control now. I think, to bring us full circle to what we started talking about at the beginning, whether by intention or by accident, we're currently in a situation where both sides can claim a sort of victory domestically. And when that happens, and when you have America exerting whatever influence it has, then probably the default position is to let's stop here. You know, Israel has a lot going on at the moment with the border with Lebanon, with Gaza. You know, does it really want
can
to
hardly afford get it at this point?
Yeah, a full-scale war with Iran would not be a great idea.
That is where we leave it. Absolutely fascinating conversation. David Smith is a Washington correspondent of The Guardian.